Welcome to From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and in front of the mic to offer insights on stories they're working on. From the Newsroom, from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
Hello, I am Executive Editor Dave Nordman, joined by Sports Editor Jim Wilson. Welcome, Jim.
Hey, Dave.
Jim, our first high school football podcast of the year. It's that time of the year, isn't it?
Hitting the ground running. Let's go.
What do we got? High school game of the week, Friday night?
Friday night. The game of the week for home team is Tantasqua versus Wachusett down in Sturbridge. Should be a good game. Tantasqua is coming off a real big win over Westboro. Westboro was high on this year, but Tantasqua stunned them at the buzzer last week with a late touchdown. So it sends them 1-0. Wachusett, another team I have ranked high in my poll, even though they're 0-1. Their one loss is to Doherty in the opener, 14-7. It was a tough game, but I think Doherty's be really good this year, and just Wachusett lost to a better team, didn't take advantage of opportunities, and see how much they learned.
Doherty, you mentioned Doherty. They're checking in at number 2 in your home team football poll. They've got Holy Name this week.
Yeah, they got Holy Name this week. They should do well in that game. I think Doherty's, you know, one of the rare teams that come around. They have a lot of athletes, Hargis and Vassar, that running back. I think they're phenomenal athletes. They should be competing against everybody they play this year. So they should be. I think I have number 2 in my poll behind Shrewsbury. I think that should be great team for Doherty this year.
And you're great at the transitions, Jim. Shrewsbury, they've got a pretty good Grafton team this week.
Yeah.
At Grafton.
I like Grafton a lot, but I think Shrewsbury is just loaded this year. They're my top team in the poll. They're also number 1 overall in the home team poll, a lot of people agree with me. Drew Campanelli, 4-year starter, quarterback. I think they're loaded this year. A lot of athletes. I think that, you know, they should be able to. They have a tough schedule all year, especially playing the Midwatch A. That should help them out in the playoffs.
And moving on in your poll, moving on to number 4 in Neshoba, you've mentioned Westboro already as being sort of one of those up and coming teams. But Westboro at Neshoba, Jim, who do you like there?
Like I said earlier, I like Westboro because I think they're a solid team. They had a real good coming around year last year. I just think Neshoba has too many weapons. I think they're going to be too, you know, they're playing at home too, which I think helps. I think just Neshoba will just have one too many tricks up their sleeve for Westboro to contend with. I like the Chieftains.
And, moving on, we've mentioned Grafton. Shepherd Hill is one of those teams that's there every year. Started out with a loss last week, but, they'll be back at it, again. Again this week against a Fitchburg team that came on strong last year.
Yeah, I just like Westboro, I like Fitchburg too. I think they had a lot of good growing last year. Let's see what they do. Tough loss to St. Bernard's in the opener, so I think this is a good bounce back game for both teams. Shepherd Hill lost to Shrewsbury last week, so it's one of those losses that you really have to shake off because Shrewsbury's going to hand a lot of teams to the L's this year. But I think Joe Thompson and Kobe Jean Giam, whose brother was a phenomenal athlete at Shepherd Hill a couple years ago, Ben Carpenter. They did a good job in the running, in the backfield last week. Let's see what they have this week.
And starting to round out the top 10, Auburn, which opened with a solid win, travels across the state to play a very good Dennis Yarmouth team.
Yeah, Dennis Yarmouth, the Super Bowls last year. I think they're it's a good test. They're 0-1, so they lost their opener in week 1, but I think Auburn is ready. This is a top cop game. I think, I think that always motivates the Rockets to play a little for when something's on the line like this, a good motivator for him with Ron Tarantino and Yarmouth lost police officer Sean Gannon. So I think that's a good cause to have this. But we'll see what the Rockets do.
And just what a great game and what's becoming a great tradition. Last year Auburn opened up against Leicester, and this year repaying the favor by traveling so far to play Dennis Yarmouth.
Yeah, I think it worked out well with they can do something to benefit the police officers around the state, which I think is a tremendous cause. And Jeff Cormier and his staff always keep that focused for the Rockets. They always have something a little bit beyond football to look at.
And this is obviously a game they didn't have to play, but you mentioned Coach Cormier, and his staff and in the school, they were probably the first ones to jump and say, if you want us there, we're that's a game we want to play.
Exactly. They had an opening in their schedule. This is perfect fit for them. They played Thursday last week, so they can watch Dennis Yarmouth play on Friday. so they're not going to be surprised with what they run. I think he's one of those coaches. I always say this all sports. You know, he'd rather go in and 8-3 in the playoffs, 7-4, but have a strong team being tested rather than just coming in at undefeated and playing nobody. And I think that's good. That a lot of more coaches should do something like that.
And Jim, taking a look at your home team football poll, which is on Telegram.com, Leicester checking in number 10. Might be the best game of the week.
I think so.
Leicester, West Boylston, and just shaping up to just be a heck of a game.
If it wasn't 7 o'clock Saturday, I think there's a much attractive game. And West Boylston, Leicester, it's still one of those lunch pail crews. Tim Griffiths and Mike Ross, coaches, just legends in on the field. I think they have it was a great team to play. It was just a good measuring stick game early in the season. See what they have. Both coming off of big wins in week one. West Boylston handled Littleton, which is traditionally a very tough game because Littleton always plays them tough. Corey Shea, the running back of West Boylston, 164 yards on the ground. David Rizzuto, great two-way player for him, coming back from an injury in the preseason. He played all way, but he 7.5 fumbles on tackles on defense to lead the way. If he gets healthy and they have Shea and him, leading that offense, they're gonna be real tough to stop. Leicester, Dan Marrow has been doing the job under center the last couple of years for him, and 150 yards passing, 5 of 6 completions against Sutton. That's a good set the tone kind of game for him. Jack O'Neill, 3 catches, 105 yards. Don Harrington coming out, 7 carries, 73 yards to lead the offense, and they always have a tough defense. So that's gonna be it's a great game.
Jim, always a wealth of knowledge. That is sports editor Jim Wilson. Join us every Friday with our high school football podcast. Thanks a lot, Jim, and we'll see you again next week.
Looking forward to it. Thanks.